always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Israel launched new airstrikes on western Iran, the military said. It's the first since the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran had retaliated, and there were at least 16 wounded across Israel after missiles were seen in the skies over Jerusalem. The president addressed the nation from the White House.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
Iran has retaliated against Israel, but should the U.S. be worried?
I'm Peter King.
Iran cannot attack the United States directly.
Its weapons don't have the distance for that, but American assets in the region are well within Iran's sights. Stephen Zunes is director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco.
There are close to 40,000 American troops within a few hundred miles of Iran, who could be targeted by missiles, drones, and whatever else.
Zunes says U.S. Navy ships in the Persian Gulf could also be targeted. Shipping could be disrupted, and that could mean problems for oil that moves through the Gulf. Peter King, CBS News.
It's the first few days of summer. It's kicking off with a heat wave nationwide. Dangerously hot weather and record-breaking temperatures in the triple digits are in store for a lot of the country, but some resulting storms have caused greater harm than expected. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman reports.
Tornadoes swept through North Dakota and Minnesota.
It's so horrible.
Storms leveled about a dozen farms and homes, killing at least three people.
It's a tragic event because they are all close. We are a tight-knit community.
The wind even pushed a train off its tracks. Storm damage extended east. 15-year-old Yassin Khalifa survived a lightning strike in New York City's Central Park.
As portions of the country deal with higher than normal temperatures, health officials are out with reminders of what to do if you need to go outside when the heat is at its worst. Dr. David Donaldson is a Michigan hospital emergency chief.
Heat-related illness is really a progression of a couple stages. If you don't stay hydrated, don't keep the electrolytes and sugars where they're supposed to be, you'll develop heat cramps, they call it, and that's where you start to develop some spasm in your muscles, and that's from electrolyte loss.
The Ten Commandments will be at the center of the latest legal battle over religious liberty in Texas. Their governor has signed a law requiring they be posted in every public school classroom. The ACLU of Texas announced it's filing a lawsuit stating the laws infringes on other people's rights. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brock, Brandy, Cow Chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
it's getting cold. I'm not getting younger. Matter of fact, I'm feeling old. And why's it gotta be so hard to be a woman or a girl? And why are all these bankers saying they're gonna own my world? No, no, no. Well, alright. Okay. Maybe I'm wasting my whole life away. Alright. Okay. You know,
get back to local music in the After Hours show. That is Mags Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Mags Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628. Back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the After Hours of Mags Inc. Radio.
The Jimmys on Mags Inc. Radio. We continue the After Hours show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the Mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll making sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone now on Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There is is a song in progress, a little great big sing-along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, in any tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be is alive inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Oh.
Dana Perry into work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at lazyoaflounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We got high. prime. I couldn't convince her that I'm quite the prize. I'm sick of the daytime, I'm sick of the night too. And if there was no time, I'd spend it with you. Wake up, you sweet thing, and butterfly those eyes, making believe there's a tear you've left to cry. Hey, clear up makeups and give me one more try. Don't feel yourself a delight with all your might. Is my thing, denial is yours. One thing is for certain, we'll never be bored. Wake up, you sweet thing, and butterfly those eyes, screaming till dawn as the morning comes alive.
Brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the After Hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, right there in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People, live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come down.
People Brothers Band on Bax Inc. Radio. If you miss them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German art students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is bands playing for other bands on Bax Inc. Radio.
Play 40.
We're going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin. And Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
City's burned to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bunkers in the National Guard. It's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. When the shooting starts, they will fall apart from the pressure and the protest. People, the masses, the systematic killing stops, the riots will last. I see no tears, I feel more the pain. I see no empathy, I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella to hide and then blame on another. Since I
the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding sympathy. Shout when the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'll finally hear what he was trying to shout. When the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'll finally hear what he was trying to shout. When the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'll finally hear what he was trying to shout. Sin, I am free.
I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump says the U.S. completed a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran, bringing the American military directly into Israel's war.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
The president addressed the nation from the White House late last night with his vice president, secretary of state, and defense secretary by his side.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
And he said they're fully prepared to carry out additional strikes if necessary. Sources tell CBS News the U.S.